We're doing the Seder HaDorot, and we had learned about Yosef's repeated sale. We had seen that the brothers came to the pit and Yosef wasn't there. The Yishma'elim took him out of the pit. The Midianites took him out of the pit and sold him to the Yishma'elim. The Yishma'elim sold him to the Midianim. The Midianim sold him to Potiphar. So technically he was sold four times to the Midianim, Yishma'elim, Midianim, and then to Potiphar. And that fourth sale was the worst because that fourth sale was into Egypt. And in Egypt, when a person was sold into slavery, it was almost impossible to ever take him back. Remember, Egypt was the house of slaves, Beit Avadim. They had all kinds of laws to ensure that slaves can't get out of slavery. And that's what the prophet says, Al Shilosha Pishei Yisrael. The first three sins of Israel, the sale of Yosef to the Midianim, Yishma'elim, Midianim, Ve'al Arba'ah, and then the fourth sale is even worse, but Lo Ashivenu, you think I won't bring him back? Just because Yosef was sold, Al Micham Bakesef Tzadik Ve'vion Bavu Na'alayim, the impoverished Yosef was sold for pairs of shoes. And nonetheless, Hashem says, don't think I won't bring him back. So we're up to the year 2017. Yosef's 18 years old. He's good looking. He's got beautiful eyes. And throughout Egypt, there's no other young man, no other teenager that is as good looking as him.
Even though he's a slave?
Yes. So Potiphar's wife named Zalicha looks at him and says, what a gorgeous young man. And she desires him. And she keeps thinking of him. And day by day she comes and tries to seduce him. And Yosef won't even look at her. And that's one of the keys. Like a few of my students told me, the key in the army is don't look at her. Sometimes you have a Madasit, a girl that's supposed to teach you sport. So the soldiers told me the key is don't look. Yosef isn't willing to look. And Potiphar's wife, Zalicha, keeps coming to him and says, you're so beautiful. I've never seen someone as gorgeous as you. And he tells her, you know, the one who created me in my mother's womb, he created all of humanity. It's not me. It's the Creator. Go talk to him. And she tells him, oh, but you have such beautiful eyes. All of Egypt is talking about you, men and women. Yosef says, you know, they only look beautiful now that I'm alive. But when I'm going to be in the grave and rotting, you're going to run away from those eyes. They won't look so beautiful to you. She says, you speak so nicely. Please take the harp. Play some music. Let's listen to you. And Yosef says, the only thing I can say that's beautiful is if I praise God and I sing His praise. She tells him, what beautiful hair you have. Here, take my golden comb and comb your hair. And Yosef says to her, till when will you continue talking to me this way? Let's leave all of this and let me do what I'm supposed to do, my job at home. And she says, there's no work for you to do at home. The only thing for you to do is talk to me. And Yosef won't look at her. And he keeps looking at the floor. And he comes home to do his work. And she sits before him and tries to seduce him day by day to sleep with her, to even look at her, and Yosef won't even listen to her. And she says, if you're not going to listen to me, I will ensure that you get executed. I will ensure that you get put into shackles. And Yosef says, there is a God who created man, and He's the one who frees people from shackles. And as much as you try to persecute me, He will free me from it. That's so interesting that Yosef can say that. Because here he is and God hasn't freed him from his slavery in Egypt. And yet he's capable of saying that to Potiphar's wife. Wow.
She can also free him, can't she?
I don't know. She has a husband. You know, she's big on talk. What? Right. I don't know. So she couldn't seduce him. And she was madly in love with him to the point where she fell ill. And she was so ill from desire. And all the women of Egypt came to visit her and they asked her, "Why are you so ill? Why are you so skinny? Why are you doing this to yourself? You're the wife of a great noble and the king loves your husband. You're not lacking anything. You could have anything you want." And Zalicha said, "I'll show you why." And she commanded her servants to spread out bread, to prepare a meal. And she makes a little feast for the women who came to visit her. And they're sitting to eat. And she gave them knives to peel etrogim, citrons. And they're all sitting there peeling their etrogim, their citrons. And she orders Yosef dressed with royal clothing and be brought before them. So Yosef walks into the room and the women look up and see Yosef and they are so taken by his beauty that they continue cutting and they're cutting their hands and the etrogim all fill with blood and they don't even notice that they're cutting their hands as they're awestruck by Yosef's beauty. And Zalicha says, "What'd you do? Why are your hands so filled with blood?" And they look down and they see that they're bleeding and it's even getting their clothes dirty. And they said, you brought that beautiful servant. We couldn't take our eyes off of him. And she says to them, "Look at you. You saw him for 1 second and look at what happened. You couldn't contain yourself. And I'm here and I see him day after day. Don't you understand why I'm emaciated?" And they said, "You're right. But he's your servant. Why don't you tell him what's plaguing you? And why don't you do what you want with him?" So she says, "You know, I try every day. And he refuses. And I promise him every day and anything that's good. And I find no way to seduce him." And no one in the house knew that this is what she was thinking. She confided in her friends, but in the house, of course, she didn't tell anyone. So Zalicha is lying in bed, lamenting her desires for Yosef, to the point where she's bedridden and can't get out of bed. And now the day comes, Yosef's doing his work, and Zalicha suddenly creeps up on him and pounces on him. And we'll pick up here, Mizrachim, next week.